Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hello and welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. And today is a very special episode for me, episode 15, because this is my birthday month. I just celebrated my birthday and I'd like to speak about my life, celebrate life. I have a blessed life indeed. And I'm really, really grateful for the Lord for the life that He has given me. Yeah, but before that, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm. And of course, please don't forget to leave me a review and rating. So if you liked this episode, so please just leave me a comment or just a greeting maybe. Ayan, so parang awa nyo na. Yeah, but I'm really, really blessed to share this to you, this episode about my birthday. So yeah, so 26 years old. Grabe. Sinungaling pa din. And I'm really thankful for the Lord. You know, nung nag-birthday ako, talagang I really made it a point to make it as simple as it will be, no? I asked my wife, no? Tinanong niya ako kung ano ba gusto ko. So, sabi ko, gusto ko lang, I just want to make it simple. We just had lunch together as a family here and also with my father-in-law. At we just stayed home and pagdating ng Sunday, mayroon na kaming bisita, so bisita lang, dalawa lang, no? My dear friends, Coach JC Libiran and of course Brother Ryan James Katakyutan. Yan ang guest ko. So I'm so blessed to be with my friends. At yun lang, no? We ate together and told our stories together. So but this birthday of mine, itong birthday ko na to, ito yung pinakamarami kong greetings, promise talaga. Sobrang overwhelmed ako in all the aspects, in all the groups that I have, in all the affiliations that I have. So sobrang blessed ko, sobrang wow, talaga ba. So parang I tried answering or replying to all the messages that I got in the messenger and also sa aking social media account, in all the posts that I got. So I tried. I did try. Pero ang hirap, ang dami. So parang nox famous. So what I did was I just posted in my social media account to say thank you for all those who greeted, for all those who remembered. So allow me to read it to you because I want this the point of my reflection, or I just want this to be the point of my sharing to all of you. Why am I grateful for 26 years? 26 years and still lying. So, but I'm really, really blessed. Yeah, so so ito yung message ko sa aking social media account. So it goes like this. Thanks everyone who remembered and took time to greet and prayed for my birthday last Saturday and still sending me greetings up to this time. Gusto ko po kayo reply and message isa-isa pero kulang po ang powers. Kulang ang powers. Ito yung birthday ko na pinakamaraming bumati according to survey. May survey yan eh. Hanapin niyo, may survey po yan. Ito yung birthday ko talaga sobra na maraming nag-greet and people in all walks of life in every, sabi ko nga sa inyo, in every affiliations that I have. So I continue. Ang hirap maging famous. Ang hirap, ha? Minsan ang hirap i-handle, ha? Talaga. So nahihirapan akong i-handle. So I continue. But from the bottom of my heart, I will remember you all in my prayers. Dalangin ko ang panalangin nyo rin sa akin. I love it because I ang daming nag-pray and daming nag-send ng mga messages and affirmations and thank you messages. So I am grateful for 26 years. Grabe. Pinanindigan ko talaga to. Looking forward for 26 more years and another 26 more. Grabe. So with the muscle flex emoticons. Kung meron pa ako mahihiling is that I will always be faithful to my callings. I wear a lot of hats. So, ito yung mga callings ko. To be a husband to my wife, Weng. To be a dad to my kids, Kim, Kelly, and Jacob. To be a son to my parents and to guardians, no, sa mga taong tinitingala ko. To be a brother, no, to my siblings, so my kuya, my ate, and my dikolowi. And to be a feast builder, I'm a feast builder. I lead the feast in Caloocan City. So the feast is the prayer meeting of the Light of Jesus family, founded by Brother Bo Sanchez. So I'm blessed. Feast Caloocan is now 5 years, turning 6 years. And to be a friend, so one of the hats is being a friend. So I'm grateful for the many friends. Being a friendly person that I am, sobrang friendly ko talaga. So simula bata pa lang ako. Simula yung mga friends since I was a child, since I was in kindergarten. Hanggang ngayon, nag-uusap pa rin kami, nag-meet pa rin kami. So nakaka-bless, no, to see good old friends na hanggang ngayon kaibigan mo pa din. Hanggang sa pumasok ako ng seminary, yung mga naging friends ko, hanggang ngayon na mga nagiging kaibigan. And an influencer, Nox. Influencer, no? At sabi ko dito sa message ko, kung meron naman ako na influence with the laughing out loud emoticon, whether good or bad. And of course, more contents in my Bukasyon podcast. Of course, this Bukasyon podcast, alam nyo, I listed a lot of people in my bucket list. Grabe, ang dami kong tao na gustong ma-invite, gustong masama dito sa Bukasyon, in this podcast. Of course, if I can name names, no, sana, I can guest Bishop Sok Villegas, so, or Cardinal Tagle, Brother Bo Sanchez, of course, Brother Arun, ayan, Brother Alvin, and yung mga brother, yung K5, no, yan ang mga, yung Kerigma 5. So if I'll be given a chance to guess, a lot, there are a lot of people whom I have listed in my bucket list, kung sino yung mga gusto ko. Hindi ko naman name names lahat, no, and syempre, at kung saan pa ako tawagin, to continue my message. To many, I am Brother Randall. Nawa ay magampanan ko pa ang salitang kapatid sa lahat in my own special way. I will always look up to God to be inspired and be humble always to give inspiration. And because this is my tagline sa aking vlog na Randallicious, no, at to be inspired, be an inspiration. So yun yung aking goal every day, yun yung aking mission every day, to get inspiration, to find inspiration from the Lord to people who are very inspiring, to people whom I look up to, my mentors, those who are supporting and teaching and mentoring me, to get inspiration from them and to make my heart full, 'di ba, my heart full, and after that is to be able to give inspiration also to other people, lalo na yung mga, alam mo yun, people, there are a lot of people whom I have been talking or counseling, so to give inspiration to them. So every day I post in my vlog Randalicious about inspirational messages, Bible verses, encouraging words. So that's my mission every day. And I continue with my message. To where the door opened for us in the Feast Caloocan, SM Grand Central. So we have a new home. Ang aming bagong bahay ngayon ay sa the Chapel of the Most Holy Rosary sa 5th floor po ng SM Sangandaan. SM Grand Central Sangandaan. We used to be homed in Sangandaan Cinema 1, but now we have it in the chapel through the goodness of Father Paul Wu. Nako, sana si Father Paul Wu ay mag-guest ko din dito no, sa Bukasyon Podcast, and be able to hear his story, his vocation story, his story of calling. At ang dami kong nakakatuwa ngayong month na to that I connected with a lot of people na pumayag, no? At very strange na hindi ko naman kilala, hindi ko naman talaga friend sa Facebook, nakita ko lang. Nako, I'm excited to do this. This will be in the coming episodes that I have here at Bukasyon Podcast. And I continue, may the Lord bless you with grandest and massive blessings in your life. And just like my podcast tagline here in Bukasyon Podcast, open your door to new beginnings. To be always open to many doors and windows to be blessed and bless more. Ayan, so for all you know, di ba, I dreamt of becoming a priest, but it didn't happen, so God has a different plan. Now I'm happily married, I have 3 kids, and I am now a Catholic lay preacher, motivational speaker, radio anchor, podcaster, lahat na, no? Sinakop ko na lahat. And I have a show with Feast TV with Brother Ryan James Katakutan. And also, I used to have a show. We're on break with Coach JC Libiran sa Seaworthy Saturdays or Seaworthy Thursday. It used to be Seaworthy Thursdays. It happened like Saturday. In whatever days that we have, di ba? Kung saan naman ako tawagin ni Lord. So, nakaka-bless lang that the Lord has given me a lot of platforms to share and not just talk about myself, but share about God's goodness, about God's faithfulness. And I continue with my message sa aking pagte-thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this life. Thank you for the opportunities to bless and add value to many. I am humbled and blessed. May you all be blessed all the more, period. And I added a postscript, no? Flex ko na din yung magandang gift ko from Francesca. I received a gift, a beautiful portrait of my family, no? Hindi ko alam ang tawag dito eh, basta family picture namin yan. So, with emoticon kiss. Heart kiss, no? Si Cheska is the daughter of one of our servants, si Sis Dang. At, nako, grabe, napaka-talentado nitong bata na ito. So, sobrang, she's very talented. And I saw this very talented young lady. I was at her graduation. Hindi ako sure kung graduation man niya ba ito o kung ano man yung or moving up. So I was able to attend. Grabe na yung kanyang main presentation pa sila. Talagang production, parang TV production. And blessed to see her soar high. Kung saan ka man dalhin ni Lord, at least nakita ko ang sarili ko na isang cartoon. You know, if you will picture this portrait that we have, this is a digital picture at ginawa niya kaming cartoonized, parang Disney. Wow, amazing. So, kung saan ka man dalhin ni Lord, at least nakita ko ang sarili ko na isang cartoon at pamilya ko. Thanks so much, Cheska. More adventures to you. Yan. So, alam nyo, parang dumadating talaga sa point, no, pagka when you mature enough, no, pa hindi ka na naghihingi ng mga ng gifts, eh. It's no longer about physical gifts. When kung naka-receive ako, well, thank you Lord, pero kung hindi naman, okay lang din. Parang alam mo, you no longer quantify or even qualify the gifts with physical gifts. And my wife gave me a gift, no, hindi ko na si-share ko ano, baka maingit kayo. Joke lang. No, but really, I'm so blessed. Sobrang dati pagka nung dati parang may nakita kang may gift sa iba, no? Parang uy, sana ganyan ang gift ko or something like that. Well, iba na, eh. When you are 26 years old at at iba na yung gusto mo, iba na yung inaasa mo, iba na yung minimithi mo sa iyong puso. Minimithi, 'di ba? Ang lalim, di ba? But totoo yun, no? Totoo naman yun. But maybe it's mine is different. Mine is different now.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Ako talaga nitong year na to, tong 2022, I made it one of the things that I've asked from the Lord is to make my life simpler. 2021 was really a tough one. Tough not because of a lot of difficulties, but a lot of good problems. No? Ang dami kong naging engagements, ang dami kong naging activities, which was very tiring. Sobrang tiring talaga. And sometimes, yung inaakala mo na mga opportunities, na yung mga inaakala mong mga activities mo, is adding you value. But in fact, it lessens, no? It snatches away your time for yourself, your most precious time with your family. So, kaya sabi ko, ang dream ko ngayong 2022, to make it simpler. So, sabi ko, nagbawas ako ng mga activities. Natatandaan ko, I shared it nung turn of the year bago mag 12 midnight, and exactly 12 midnight I prayed to the Lord. I prayed the psalm, one of the psalms, Psalm 50, and the most favorite part of it is the "Create in me a clean heart, put in me a steadfast spirit." Why? Because ngayon parang I always ask the Lord to please check my heart. Lord, check mo yung puso ko. It's easier to have more activities, to have more engagements, to have more schedules, and sasabihin mo. Tapos, when you get things like, ito yung gusto kong ma-achieve or something like that, and sometimes it gets in your head, your brain, di ba, na, wow, ang galing ko naman, wow, I get to be invited in this and something like that. And we tend to forget that everything comes from the Lord. Everything was given by the Lord. So, laging, ito yung prayer ko lagi, no? In whatever things that I do, that the Lord will always check my heart. Dalangin ko na sana, eh, di ba, yung, that in whatever I do, it's not about me. It's about the Lord, di ba? And ako, I'm grateful for all the things in my life. I'm actually 46 years old now. And there are a lot of people who see me really younger. Ayan, magagawa ko, baby face ako. Pilingero, you know. But I'm grateful for this life. We're looking back on my journey. May mga magaganda, mayroong mga hindi maganda. It was, what a journey it has been. But it was a journey that I can attest to the goodness and the faithfulness of God. Maraming salamat, Lord, for your faithfulness. Pag tinitignan ko yung buhay ko, I can see the hands of God moving. I can see the hands of God working during those times. Yung mga panahon na inaakala ko na pinabayaan ako ng Diyos, iniwan ako ng Diyos. At yung mga bagay na gustong-gusto mo at hindi nangyari in my own way, in my own package. But it happened in God's own way. So, sobrang blessed lang. Sobrang nakaka-blessed lang to realize that God is working and God is faithful in my life. No, kaya sobrang grateful ko. I posted it in my day. I remembered I posted it in my day na sobrang, yung alam mo yung sobrang saya mo, sobrang grateful ka sa kabutihan ng Diyos, no? Like sabi ko dito, always grateful for the life that I have. Thank you, Lord, for loving me immensely. Grabe. Sobrang grabe talaga. Sa aking family, of course, to my wife, no? I'm always grateful for my wife for being with me. Guest ko siya nung episode 13 and we talked about our journey as a couple, kung yung mga pinagdaanan namin. And I'm grateful for her for being so generous. Talaga, sobrang, if there's one thing that is very remarkable about her is sobrang generous niya para sa amin, sa akin, sa mga anak namin. At yung support niya sa akin in the ministry, hindi madali ah. Hindi madali for a wife to support somebody like what I do. No, hindi somebody like me, para naman famous ako niyan. Pero pwede na din, di ba? Pwede na rin naman. But really, I'm really so blessed to have her in my life. Talaga kaya parang lately, alam mo, dumadating talaga sa seasons ang mag-asawa. Dati talaga lagi kaming nagka-clash, lagi kaming nagtatalo, lagi kaming nag-aaway. But dumating din yung point na ngayon talagang we can talk about a lot. We can talk about everything, no? At nakakatuwa that ini-enjoy na lang namin yung bawat isa. And same is true with my kids, no? I always have these conversations with my kids. Malaki na yung dalawa kong kids, so 18 and 17. So I always talk to them lahat ng bagay tungkol sa aspeto ng buhay nila bilang teenagers, their point of views in whatever we can talk about everything under the sun. And I always try to hear their opinions, no, kahit ano pa yung opinion nila, and I discuss it with them objectively. So of course with my son Jacob, so lagi ko yung kasama, nakakausap, di ba? So lagi ko siyang sinasabihan na I love you. Kasi this was my longing for my tatay, di ba? So but maalala ko pala yung nung araw ng birthday ko, I had a video call with my parents at ang nakausap ko yung nanay ko at yung mommy ko at yung aking daddy, no? Sabi ko nga, so nakakatuwa yung tatay ko, kinantahan niya ako ng birthday song at talagang hinayaan ko siyang matapos yung kanta niya at nag-I love you siya nung dulo. Sobrang nakakatuwa at ang sarap pakinggan. That was the sweetest birthday song that I ever heard in my life, that I've ever heard of. At my father is now 81 years old at minsan makakalimutin na siya. Minsan or madalas, iba-iba na yung naiisip niya, na i-imagine niya na nangyayari. So, well, maybe it comes with the age. But I'm so blessed to have a father like him. No, hindi siya perfecto. But I'm blessed to have him. And lalong-lalo na yung aking mommy, ang aking nanay. No, sobrang blessed. Sa lahat ng kanyang sacrifices, sa lahat ng kanyang mga tinuro sa akin, I'm so blessed that she was able to transfer, no, yung faith transfer, no, sa kanya lahat 'yon, eh, no? Talagang lagi kami nagsisimba, sinasama niya ako magsimba at manalangin, 'yan yung mga ganyan. So and syempre sa aking lola, no, na natutunan ko yung panalangin talaga sobra. We would wake up in the 4 a.m. in the morning to pray the rosary. Grabe. At wow, I had funny experiences with my fox sa aking mga lolo at lola. Grabe talaga. At talagang nakaka-bless. If wala akong masabi talaga, words are not enough for me to say thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things that you've been doing for me. And thank you, Lord, for trusting me sa ginagawa ko ngayon. And there are a lot of times that I don't feel worthy doing this, no? At with all the platforms that I have, it's easier to think na ang galing ko naman. It's easier to think na it's all about me. But, you know, marami ring sacrifices that I need to do doing these things. But all for the Lord, all for the Lord. At kung ano pa yung mga assignments ni Lord para sa akin. No? Kaya nga yung aking tagline dito sa Bukasyon Podcast, open your door to new beginnings. No? Lagi naman ganyan si Lord. Minsan may mga pinto siyang isinasara, pero grabe, nagbubukas siya ng mga bintana. Or there are times that God opened another door for you, no, to make new beginnings for your life. Hindi tungkol ba sa iyo? Hindi tungkol sa iyo, tungkol sa kanya. That you will attest, that you will become a witness to his love, to his faithfulness, to his to the wondrous things that he will do for other people, 'di ba? So minsan ano lang tayo, daluyan lang tayo, daanan lang tayo. Hindi talaga tayo, the blessings goes to us. We receive the blessings, but it is not only for you. It's meant to be shared, your time, talent, and treasure, so that others may be blessed, that others will be blessed, 'di ba? Napakahalaga noon that we become a conduit of other people. So become the conduit of blessings of the Lord for other people. Kaya siguro ako, wala na akong maihiling, wala na akong maihingi kay Lord, but everything that that he has done for me, for his faithfulness all throughout my life. So nakita ko yun. And this is what I will always tell and share to other people na minsan nawawala ng loob, nasisiraan ng loob. Tapat ang Diyos, no? At gagawa siya ng mabuting bagay. Gagawa siya ng something that you can't imagine, no? More than you can ever imagine. Yun yung gagawin ni Lord para sa iyo. And God will make a breakthrough for your life, di ba? Baka ikaw naghihintay, if you are listening right now, maybe you're listening for a breakthrough for your life. And believe that minsan, ang sagot talaga ni Lord, minsan he says yes, he says no, and he says wait, and ask you to trust his process. At hindi yun madali to trust his process, because it takes a lot of humility, it takes a lot of waiting, no? Nako, ayaw pa naman nating maghihintay, di ba? At naalala ko yan, I posted in my Randalicious nung, because sinamahan ko yung aking pinakapaboritong biyanan during their lab. And we were waiting. We were queued waiting at we were given only a number. Alam mo, pagka nakikita mo yung mga nauna sa'yo, mga nauuna sa'yo, at isa-isa na silang nawawala, at they get their turns, and they are being served, or they get what they get what they ordered for. Di ba parang nafe-feel mo, ay, buti pa sila, nauna na, no? Minsan ganun talaga eh. God allows you to be in that situation for you to be able to trust him more, 'di ba? Hintay ka lang, because I have something bigger for you. I have something greater for you. And also, it's also a reminder for you to na ma-realize mo your turn will come. Dadating yung time mo. Dadating talaga yon. So, maybe in not your own way, not in your own timing, but in God's timing, in God's way, in God's manner, in God's will. Lagi nating sinasabi yan, God willing, no? God willing. So, talagang, madalas gusto natin, masunod yung gusto natin, pero hindi nangyayari. Hindi nangyayari. But, ang mahalaga is that we realize that it happens in God's way. It happens in God's own timing. Kaya, and believe you me, that God's time is the best time, 'di ba? Minsan din sinasabi mo, ito yung best time, hindi, meron pang mas magandang timing diyan si Lord, or may mas magandang time pa diyan si Lord. Kaya mahalaga na ma-realize natin that we trust God. We trust his process. We trust his we entrust everything to him. At maniwala ka na gaya ng sinasabi ni Brother Alvin Barcelona na mayroong magandang mangyayari sa iyo. My friends, the best is yet to come. You may be feeling or you may be experiencing right now that things do not go your way, but believe that the best is yet to come. And thank you, Lord, for this wonderful life. Thank you, Lord, for my birthday. And today I remember your faithfulness, your love, your bigger plans for my life. At wala na akong mahihiling pa, Lord. At naniniwala ako that in your own special way, you are, you cannot outdo God. I cannot outdo you. I cannot outgive you. Laging lalampasan mo. Laging hihigitan mo yung ginagawa mo para sa akin, para sa buhay ko. And I thank you for that. And I offer my life for you. No, parang I submit to you. Kaya alam mo, meron akong favorite song namin noon sa San Carlos Seminary. I was a member of San Carlos Optimi Choir. At meron kaming song doon. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Make of me what pleases you. Here I am, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. No? At whatever you want from me, wherever you want me to go, so I will go. So I know that you are with me. Simula pa lang, I know that you are with me. And I know until the end, no? At ayoko naman dumating yung end kaagad. 'Di ba? At I know that you are there. You are ahead of me, ahead of whatever plans that I got, whatever plans that I have. Thank you so much. Ayan, at thank you so much for those who are listening right now. Again, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me rating, and please don't forget to leave me reviews or greeting or whatever or prayer. Please. Thank you so much for listening right now. Remember always, open your door to new beginnings. God bless you. Thank you, mga ka-open-minded, for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.